In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor, and as we just heard, it is again the parable of the sower. We heard it last week, and it is repeated again this week. This is the season where the farmers in Egypt, they start planting and sowing, and that's why the reading is befitting the season in Egypt. But it's also something for us to reflect upon and to learn. God is a sower, and He does this often with us. He's planting in our hearts many, many good things, all of the teachings in the Bible. His words are the seeds that He tried to plant in us in order for it for one day to bear fruits. In another sense, we are all sowers as well. We sow. We sow in people around us. We notice this or not, but this is what we do. We are also sowers. And one of the things that we are requested to sow in the heart of those people who live with us is their identity, especially our children. Identity is how a person would see and define himself. For example, when we want to sow the identity of a boy being a boy, he dressed like a boy, his hair is short, we call him with the name of a boy, and we treat him as such. So when he grows, he identify himself with boys. I look like boys, I am called with the name of a boy, so this is my identity. Unfortunately, sometimes people, in a way, as if like this is something that in order to make their kids feel loved, so they confuse their identity and their gender. Let a boy grow his hair, dressed in something that can go both ways, and call him with the name of a girl. And then later on, when he is confused about his gender, we have no one else to blame except ourselves. We did not see or saw in him the right identity in regard to his gender. In the same sense also, we saw in the minds of our children the identity of being Christians and being Orthodox. This is not an information that we pass. This is an identity where people grow to see and relate themselves to this group of people who call themselves Christians, and they live and behave as Orthodox. How can we do this? How can we sow this kind of identity and make it to be engraved in the heart and mind of those people that we serve and we care about? I will speak about 6 points in this concept of sowing the right identity in our children's mind. Number one is how they see themselves. Children, they see themselves as we talk to them. Not only them, by the way, but even us as adults. If I receive a positive image, a positive message about whom I am, when people tell me that I am successful, I am good, I am loved, I am acceptable, then this becomes my identity. And I don't try in any way to seek some kind of affirmation from someone else, because this is how I see myself. How our children see themselves. They are the subject of God's love, care, and acceptance. This is how we treat them, how we talk with them. If we tell them this message, then they understand. When we say God loves you, then they know what we are talking about. But when we tell them God loves you, and then we do not respect them, we do not treat them in a fair way, we give ourselves the right even to humiliate and maybe to beat them. How can really they have the identity of being, I am God's child, and God loves me and He accepts me? We address them in a way that shows this kind of respect. And God respects us regardless of whom we are or what we do in our lives. Even the names we give to them. You remember in the book of Daniel, when Daniel and his friends were taken to Babylon, the first thing to do for them by the Babylonians was to change their names. So they called Daniel Belshazzar, It's a Babylonian name, a Chaldean name. Why they were doing this? To change their identity. So they think of themselves, I am not a Jew anymore. I am from here and I am a Chaldean. This is something very important for us to notice, how we address our children, how we talk with them. If we grow to speak profanity and humiliate our children and think out of being funny, you are a fool or you are stupid. All of these are insulting, not only insulting, but they are in a way distorting their image and their identity. And they will grow to think of themselves that they are truly fools and they are stupids, because this is what they grow to learn and to hear at home. How even they present themselves, and we allow them to present themselves whenever they are children, how they are dressed. If I dress modestly, this is befitting a Christian. If I allow my son or my daughter to be dressed in a way that's in a way showing their bodies to the world around us, so I am giving them identity that you are like others. I cannot claim Christianity as a religion and then I identify with the pagans or those people who do not believe in God. The excuse about we don't find anything that is suitable, it's not really an acceptable excuse. When we allow our children to be dressed in a way that's not befitting a Christian, we are allowing them to identify themselves with the unbelievers and to live like them. So the first way to sow the right identity is how they see themselves, how we talk to them, how they are dressed, and how we treat them. The second way in sowing the right identity is what do they see and hear around them? What kind of community and culture and environment they live in? I'm not speaking about them living in the culture of the States, United States, wherever they live. They identify themselves with the culture at home. What their home will give them as an identity. I'm amazed at this woman, Jochebed, the mother of Moses. She nursed him for only 3 years. Only 3 years. And she planted in his heart that you are a Jew. You belong to the children of God. You are not an Egyptian. And this message that she was able to sow in his heart, in 3 years, he lived with it for the rest of his life. How an amazing job this was done by her. What did Moses see and feel around him in order for him to have this strong identity about being the children of God and one of the Jews? The language of respect, not only to them, but at home. Home is a symbol of heaven. This is where the culture, where we allow our children to grow in. What kind of language they hear? Don't assume that you're a child who is maybe a few days in age, does not comprehend when you are angry at your wife or you are angry at your husband or are yelling or are speaking something that's showing disrespect. This gives them a sense of an environment that's hostile, an environment where there is no love, there is no respect. No matter how we try to tell them God loves you and we are the assembly of the saints, it becomes nonsense, just a blah. Talking nonsense is how they see how we react with one another at home. If you want to serve your children, serve the people around them, serve their mother and serve their father. What is allowed for entertaining at home? What do we watch? And don't say that no one is watching me. This is a lie. Even if in your room, locked in, with no one is seeing, but you are opening a window, and from this window comes the devil, comes the enemy, who feels welcome at home because we are allowing ourselves to watch things that's inappropriate. So what will happen is the home becomes a playground for the enemy of mankind. And the enemy will not come to target the one who is watching only. He is not going to limit himself to the room or to the computer or to the mind of the person who is watching something that is bad as an entertainment. The enemy will feel free. He is invited, he has access. He gets home and then he can play in the mind of everyone in this kind of house. It's an identity also about what we watch. When we say this is inappropriate, this is not befitting, we identify with the saints. We do not do this. This is not for us. Change the channel. This is not a movie we can watch. I'm not here speaking about just good and bad. We are talking about identity that we plant in the mind of our children. They will live with it for the rest of their lives. What we allow to be hanged on the walls, is it the icons of the saints? Or we maybe put like pictures of stars that people celebrate outside. All of this, what they see around them, will shape and will form their identity. That's why it's very important for them to be familiar with the church music even at home. When they grow hearing the hymns, the music, when they come to the church, it's not an alien place. It's not a strange place. But when I hear something at home and I hear something else totally different, then what? I'm not saying that every kind of music is bad. But I am saying that what is engraved, what is repeated all day long, we have to be careful with this because this will shape the identity of our children. So we saw the right identity by how they see themselves, how we talk to them, what do they see and hear around them. Number three, by their personal experience, what they practice on a regular basis. So how we worship and how we participate in different church seasons. They come in the church and this is done every week. Day after day, a week after a week, then this is where I worship. This I identify the place that I call it as the church. When they grow familiar with this, they cannot worship somewhere else. They will never feel comfortable because this is not where they belong. How we pray at home, when we tell them face the east, we put icons, we put candles, we use the agbaya and the altar at home. All of these make them to identify with this kind of lifestyle. I am Orthodox. How the Orthodox people pray? Joshua, the son of Nun, at the end of his life, he was making a clear choice before the people of Israel. He is departing and leaving them with a message. He told them, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is what he chose for himself and his family. Joshua was never intimidated to imitate others who are worshiping other gods and saying, I do not want to feel different. Why we should make our children feel uncomfortable? Let us participate in other people's celebration, even if it's against our rituals or our customs. Joshua was not this person. He understood the importance of the identity for himself and for his children. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. This sense of belonging to the church that comes from not only the practice, but also from what we talk about when the church come as a part of a discussion. What do we say? Do we bring our children to church on Sunday and then we speak negatively about the people of the church all the week? So what kind of message, what exactly we want them to learn? The experience also of being Orthodox, the spirituality of Orthodox is based on discipleship and about practicing. It's not about feelings, it's about how we feel. When a child comes and say, I felt, I tell him or her, this is not something really you should base your practice on. Feelings are temporary. Emotions are volatile. They come and they go very quickly. The fourth way of sowing the right identity is not to be afraid to be different. It makes us feel uncomfortable to be different. I remember the first time when I walked in the street after I became a priest with the galabeya. I felt very uncomfortable. Everyone is looking at me, or this is how I perceive. It was something that really unpleasant. But after a while, it is what it is. And then I started feeling like actually this is a way to witness. People come sometime and ask me, why you are dressed like this? Are you a priest? Which kind of denomination do you belong to? So, day after another, it became very okay. Nothing wrong with it, and this is how I'm comfortable to live by. The same also will happen with our children. At the beginning, maybe it will be something that's uncomfortable to eat fasting food at school on Wednesday or Friday. Why you are eating this kinds of food? Why you are not eating with us? Why you are eating fish on Thursday that is going to be the Thanksgiving? I'm simply an Orthodox and my fast started. And this is where I belong. And this is what I do. And I'm comfortable to being different. Daniel and the three saintly youth, they were different. Even after they changed their names, they were different. We will not eat from this. This is not fitting us. Our belief will hinder us from participating. And because they were not afraid to be different, they have a clear identity. God rewarded them abundantly. The command to us and to our children, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You hear it often from parents sometimes saying, I do not want him to be different, so he wouldn't have a psychological complex. Daniel متعقدش ليه. وهو, he is living as a Jew in Babylon. Saint Paul reminds us when he speaks to the Romans, saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Do we feel proud with our belief, our gospel, or do we feel embarrassed, ashamed to say that I go to church, I worship, I dress in a certain way, I eat in a certain way, I observe certain feasts, and I do not observe other feasts as well. Do I feel proud, or I feel like I'm embarrassed to say that I'm a believer and I live up to the gospel of Christ? The fifth way of sowing the right identity is the consistent choice. Something you choose, and you choose very regularly, very consistently. It is my choice. If I ask any of the children here about their parents, would you guess what they are going to do on Thursday, Thanksgiving? What the children will say, knowing us as parents? Will they say, I am sure my parents will eat fasting food on Thursday because they do not miss? Regardless, Thanksgiving or whatever they call it, we can celebrate the day, offer thanks to God, but still eating fish. The consistent choice will make our children to have an identity. This is what we grew to know, understand, and learn, and to practice. The command for the people of Israel in the Old Testament is, you shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed. Listed, the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. You cannot sow two different of seeds in the same land. What is the big deal? The idea is about having one choice, consistent and only choice. I choose this way and something that does not change. How we act inside and outside of the church, is the choice consistent, or this is a something different version of us? I have an image at church and I have another one at home. By the way, this is the most offensive thing that we do to our children, that we put a mask in the church, we pretend to live in a certain way, and at home, we do something totally different. Our kids will learn that either we are hypocrites, or the whole thing is just fake. The whole idea about religion is fake. The church allows everyone. We are all sinners. We are all in a hospital. But how we conduct ourselves, this will shape the identity of our kids. Being Orthodox Christian in how we worship and how we conduct ourselves while rejoicing. How we rejoice. بنفرح ازاي؟ هل الفرح بتاعنا فرح بتاع ولاد ربنا؟ ولا الفرح بتاعنا يعني we celebrate like the pagan, those people who do not know God at all. It again, the choice. As much as it is consistent what we do here and outside, as much as the identity is clear, as much as we have different choices, as much as we confuse our kids. The last thing in how we show the right identity is to have one goal, one target, one aim. Yes, we live and we practice certain kind of career or whatever, certain kind of job, but there is one goal. The one goal is to be Christ-like, to know Him and the power of His resurrection, to be His witnesses and His ambassadors, to live up to our calling as saints, to glorify Him through our deeds and words, to have a share and inheritance with all the saints. St. Paul said that whatever I live now, the rest of my life, it is not me who live, but Christ lives in me. It's one goal, that I am a tool. He uses my hands, He uses my mind, my tongue, He uses my energy, everything is to Him. This is a clear goal. When this is so clear before our kids, they have a clear identity. This is what we are here for. This is what we are doing here. Even in our own lives as students or whatever career or job that we live with, we are still having one goal, all of these that I just mentioned. What we saw in our kids as identity will show up before our face later on. When you start seeing him in his teenage or maybe later on, making a choice. Sometimes we look at our children and we wonder, who are these? Did we raise those kids? Did we ever teach them anything? Maybe the problem was in the identity. How they see themselves, how they think of themselves, what kind of identity they embraced. What we sow is what we reaped. So how we sow the right identity, or how at least we try, it is depending on how they see themselves, what do they see and hear around them at home, the personal experience, what they do, not fearing to be different, making always a consistent choice before their eyes, and always have one goal in life, to be Christ-like. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.